One more thing about drugs, and I'm going to quit the drug topic, and we're that much closer to the dick jokes. Okay. And you don't hear this enough either, and I got to say it. Drugs have done good things for us. Yeah. And if you don't believe they have, I want you to do me a favor. Go home tonight, take all your albums, your tapes, and your CDs, and burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made that great music that has enhanced your lives throughout the years. Real fucking high on drugs. Yeah. Man, the Beatles were so high, they let Ringo sing a couple of tunes. Tell me they weren't partying. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. Yeah, we all live in a yellow. You know how fucking high they were when they wrote that? They had to pull Ringo off the ceiling with a rake to sing that fucking song. John, get Ringo. He's in the corner. Pull him down. Wow, look at him scoot. Grab him, John. He's got a song he wants to sing us. Something about living in a yellow tambourine or something. Ringo, Yoko's gone. Come down, we can party again. They were real high. They wrote great music. Drugs had a positive effect. End of story. No, let's don't end the story. Let's extend the theory one more step. I feel the more proof, the better acceptance I might get for my little theory. These musicians today that don't do drugs and in fact speak out against them, we're rock against drugs. Boy, they suck. Big old ballless, soulless suck jobs, every one of them, aren't they? Corporate little bitches, one and all. Sucking Satan's cock every morning when they wake up. I'm a rock star who sells Pepsi Cola products. I'm an artist who also sells Taco Bell. I will lay down the law right now. Any party that sells Taco Bell products is immediately and for all time eliminated from any artistic endeavors. Case fucking closed. You may shit Mona Lisa's out your ass as a party trick. You're a fucking evil piece of shit. End of story. The end. The story just ended. There will be no further discussion. Dude, is it me? You're the only guy giggling during the whole show, dude. Show him your pants. Maybe that's it. You're tripping, man. You're tripping! Ooh.